Well, congratulations on that. That's a tremendous honor and a great award. And hey, Beth, how you doing? Hi, good seeing you. So, good day here. We also had a real special guest here. He's over there getting interviewed right now, Ben Jackson. If you've seen his internet video, I would urge everybody to go watch it. Ben Jackson, his story as far as how he's overcoming his disability. He doesn't have a disability, you know, in his mind. And what he does every day to accomplish the things he's doing just inspired our football team. So he and his parents and his sister came down for the day and having a great time. He's been hanging out in the locker room with the guys and had a wise word for the guys after practice. So just a great visit from a great young man. Hope you get a chance to talk to him. Go ahead. Yeah, our top three corners are going to be out, and that's going to be an opportunity for those guys to go against the best for a long period of time. You know, those guys are among the best receivers in football, great quarterback. You know, the whole offense is very well stocked with talent. So it's going to give us a good chance to evaluate where we're at and give those guys an opportunity to prove they can play with the best.
John, we heard from Pernell McPhee a minute ago. Is he a possible answer on the defensive line, or do you prefer to keep him outside where he's been?
Well, he already plays on the defensive line. You know, he rotates all across the front. He pretty much plays every front position in our sub package, so he can play there in our base package as well. You know, he can play the five technique some, so he's a potential answer there. So is D'Angelo Tyson. And well, those guys have to play all the positions, so you end up rolling guys around. The first, you know, answer for any type of a depth issue is the guys you got on your team. You know, they need to step up. Those guys, they're more than eager to do that.
Does this seem a little bit more explosive? I mean, maybe because he's healthier this year, but he seems a little bit more explosive this year.
Okay.
Have you seen that or no?
No, I think he's always looked explosive. You know, I think Purnell's always been a really good player, and, you know, I've noticed him from the first day he got here until now. I don't think he's ever taken his foot off the gas, you know, and he's healthy. You know, maybe that's what you're seeing,
right.
But he looks good. You're right. He looks very good.
John's the plan for most of the guys to go into the third quarter, or would you like to see some guys maybe just play a half?
Both. Yeah.
In terms of getting that three quarters, how much does that kind of really give you that gauge, just where guys are stamina-wise and clicking and everything?
Oh, we're there stamina-wise. There's no question about that. I mean, our guys are in great shape. It's still training camp. We worked hard out here today. We had a full practice today, so it's not like we're having a normal in-season type of a practice that's a little lighter, you know. So are we going to be 100% fresh? No, we're not. We're not trying to be. We're trying to get strong. That's the idea. We're not striving for freshness right now. We're striving for strength. That's what we're trying to build into our football team right now.
John, how good is it for the defense to be able to go up against a caliber player like RG3?
Well, yeah. It seems like every time you play in this league, you play against a great quarterback. It sure seems that way. Or if not a great quarterback, everybody else around him is really good. You know, every week we're going to talk about that this year. And RG3, no less so than the rest of them. I mean, you know, he's a great talent. He's a great guy. He's obviously made plays in this league. I love what Coach Gruden's doing with him in terms of running the offense. You know, he's running a pro-style offense. Yet he can get out and run, you know. So he's a dual threat. And just a lot of respect for him, a lot of respect for their whole offense and their defense. I mean, it's a good football team. We're looking forward to playing them. It's going to be a good test for us.
This is the last game before you have to trim the roster down. What message do you have for some of those guys that are competing for those final few spots? And, you know, this is maybe their last chance to get out there and prove that they should continue on.
Well, it's not their last chance because, you know, the guys that you're talking about will be playing probably in the last preseason game as well against New Orleans. But the point is still a good point. They're just going to have to, go out there and do their best. You know, our message is, you know, play with a light heart. You know, you put the work in, you know, go to the bank and cash in. You know, you've made all those deposits of effort and time and commitment. So go out there and play with a light heart and cut it loose and be you. Let your talent shine through. That's what they should do. They shouldn't get uptight about it. They shouldn't count numbers. They shouldn't worry about it. Hey, you know, there's a lot of different paths to the National Football League. And on in life. And, you know, this is, you know, careers last different lengths of time. So after this, they're all going somewhere else, you know. So, hey, just fight and have fun and do your best. Be yourself, you know, and let the chips fall where they may.
Coach Emily, I guess with the offensive linemen, you never know when they have back surgery. Has he even exceeded where you thought he might be at this point?
He's done a good job. He's worked really hard. He seems to have no problem with the back, KO we're talking about. And he's playing very well.
John, could you speak to some of these other depth offensive line, I mean, Derek Hopkins and some others who say he's got to be the guys on our roster who are going to come and help us step up. Some of those players.
Well, you're going to make me list them off the top of my head?
Just in general, how does – I know, you know, Lewis, Moore, and Urban were considered key guys.
Right.
What's your assessment of those number three, number four defensive linemen that are coming up?
Yeah, they're developmental guys. You know, they're all doing a nice job. You know, you've got the four names, you know, so you can write those. But, you know, I don't want to say one over the other and put them in any kind of an order because I think they're all kind of in the same boat. They've all done really well. You know, you've watched them in games. They've done a nice job. They've not gotten knocked around. They've gotten pressure on the quarterback. They've held up very well. If one of those can step in there and be a guy this year, that'd be a great bonus for us, and he'd have to really jump out in the last two games. But all those guys can play in the National Football League. I mean, they've all proven that they can hold up. So now it's a matter of, you know, where do they go from here?
John, how was the movie yesterday, and how important are those off-the-field team-building events this time of year?
It was great to go. It was great to be a part of it. It was okay, the movie. Sorry. You know? The actress was good. She did a great job. What's her name?
Scarlett Johansson.
She's good, a great actress. She did a great job. Plotline, science fiction. You know, I wouldn't have picked it. But, but the guy, it was short. That was good. That was okay. I know someone's gonna get mad at me in Hollywood. Hey, tough. That's just too bad. You know, but it was great to be there with the guys. I ate a whole big thing of popcorn, a whole drink. We had was Gatorade and water, so I had to sneak out the back and get myself a big gulp, you know, to enjoy. But we did have fun, you know. The guys, the commentary, you would enjoy sitting in there with a pro football team and listening to the commentary. You know, the running commentary during the movie is pretty funny.
John, I know you already ruled Jimmy out, but earlier this week you had said you thought he might be able to play. Just kind of erring on the side of caution, and just how is he progressing?
Yeah, I'm not planning on playing him this game. You know, he probably could play if it was a regular season game, but to use your phrase, that's probably fair. Yeah.
Good.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thanks. Yeah.